again, episode 13, with the diversified experience with Esmeralda, which is myself. So last episode, if you listened to it, episode 12, I spoke about how I cared a lot about the diversity issues that women face and minorities and stuff like that, and that I wasn't going to be biased, that I knew that there was certain women that had ruined it, you know, for other women because of, for being incompetent people in the workforce. And sometimes, you know, we're seen that way because of other individuals or people who are older have been doing certain stuff like that, giving us that that reputation in the work area for a few years. Just a little recap on that. So today in this episode, I kind of did want to, since I recapped a lot of the women I had worked with in healthcare that were incompetent and shouldn't have their job to begin with, I did kind of want to make this one about men. But, well, a little combination, because I did speak about a few male individuals in the last one, but I'm going to make it a little bit different, so that way if somebody else listens to episode 12 and then 13, I just don't want it to be too much the same, because I know I have a few frequent listeners. So this time I just want to speak about, it's going to be short, I hope so, maybe like 20, 30 minutes. I just want to speak about, I had a small meeting with a friend, and I was kind of trying to help them with self-branding and using online platforms to build this personal brand, you know, when you don't have too much money or you don't want to invest too much money into a business and, you know, certain things like that that I felt he needed and, well, he does need. So I kind of wanted to do that because on and off I help people with branding. There's a lot of individuals that I know that don't use the social medias. Platforms or any other platform other than LinkedIn to try to grow business or to be, you know, have more of a professional network, and we could do that on all levels. I may not have like a big, I have not been doing this for a long time, but I was able to catch on to it very quickly. And I remember speaking with individuals when I started, and I wasn't even really trying, and there was individuals that had been trying for, and I'm sorry, a lot of them were older, they had been trying, they really didn't get it. The simplest stuff that I got right away, they didn't get it. So that's why I do it, because I know there is obviously people who know more than I do, but the individuals that I deal with don't always have much money to hire somebody to handle a project for them. So sometimes I do it either at low cost or no cost at all, because I always try to push people that I know and that I care about, which is, if you're, you know, if I know you, I very likely care about you. So I kind of wanted to touch bases on that. That way, if there's anybody else out there that has heard it before, maybe hearing it again or applied in a different way might help you, or you could help somebody else. I just like to see things. Sometimes I can see things. I call it thinking or seeing in different channels. For the most part, I call it thinking in different channels. I can apply one thing into many different fields and many different areas. It's very easy for me to understand for the most part. For other people, it's not really that easy. So that's why when I sit down and I explain certain things and I use certain data, if I feel they don't understand it, sometimes I tell them, hey, you have to look for a certain entrepreneur or a certain business person that has a lot of content or has either written a book or has tried to, you know, tell his story or her story in some way. And that way maybe you'll get it a little bit faster. So getting to this small meeting that I've had like one or two with him, he's a fitness individual. And by looking at him, you could really tell he's a fitness individual. He's super shredded and he does a lot of that for a living on a smaller scale. And whenever I would think about somebody in the fitness industry that I felt would have very much potential to grow in the business industry, and that somebody who really cared, not just that somebody could do it, but there's a lot of people out there that could do it for many reasons, you know, because of either they're big on a platform, they've grown business non-online and this and that, for whatever reason. Sometimes they do it in a tactical way. For me, it's easy to tell. So with that said, this guy, my friend, I'm not going to give you his name because later on I do want to have I want to have a lot of people that I speak about on the podcast, and he's super busy and sometimes I am as well, so it's not easy for me to get to schedule certain things right away. So with that said, that he does not do nothing with a tactic. Nothing. He cares a lot. Like, he really cares about what he does. So that's what made me care, think about him the most. Because I'm like, he really cares. There's other people that just do it for whatever reason. And he really cares about what he does. You could really... And then he also thinks about... When I sat down with him, I remember him speaking about, you know what, it could be this. People are more into spiritual stuff, and they, you know, want to, like, more of a mythology, psychology type of thing. He understands that. He understands other individuals that have a different purpose. I know it sounds weird, but, you know, when we get in, when people look for personal training or exercise, we all have a different reason to do it. Yes, obviously, most of it to get thin or to be a little bit more shredded, build more muscle, you know, the physical type of appearance. He understands that people have different purposes, you know, and health reasons. He understands different types of things, none other than food. He understands, like, herbs and stuff like that. You know, he really knows that. And he's willing to do that with other individuals. So I remember telling him, you know what, you already have so much that, you know, you're just sitting on knowledge. You know so much about different things in the fitness industry, about not just fitness, about nutrition, this and that, everything. I was like, and you're not, you know, distributing this content. I was like, I really think if you put yourself out there and even simply tell, I was like, you kind of already have a database and a lot of people that know you and know everything you do. If you would put yourself out there, you know, and put yourself as a small business without having a gym and stuff like that, you could really, you know, do this at a different level. There's people that could, you could go to their house, you know, you could meet them at the park and train them, you know, the trails, hiking trails. There's a lot of things that he could do, and I told him that. And I think a lot of people might still be stuck on, oh, I don't have a physical location, I don't have a physical location, for a lot of things, instead of doing it online. So, I don't think he's I know he hasn't applied what I've told him to do. I've given him simple, easy things for him to do. I know he's busy, but I simply told him, hey, just simply use your Instagram. If you don't want to distribute on different platforms, you could do it. Period. The only thing that I feel is stopping him is maybe, I don't know, maybe he's afraid or he doesn't want to start somewhere where he doesn't really know what he's doing. Because he's only really kind of lived, quote unquote, in the industry on a tangible level, as in non-online, not distributing content online. And you know what, even if he would have that physical location and everything that you could do one-on-one with people, he would still, obviously, it would still be a good idea to build online, duh. But I was kind of trying to reverse what he was doing. I was like, okay, no, you don't have a physical location, and you know, that's gonna cost you a few grand. And he understands that, he knows that. And I'm like, but you could do this online, you could still do this online. He hasn't done it. I kind of mentioned it to him last time, he didn't tell me anything. I will tell him again. I really think that he's already a walking personal brand, he just hasn't distributed everything and executed what he has to online to build his platform. And I remember him talking about, oh, an ebook. And I'm like, yeah, you know what, but an ebook would take a little bit more of an effort, and then you could barely build what you have. You know, you're barely building what you have, and yet you don't do that, but you want to do an ebook. I was like, yeah, with time all of that will come, but let's simply just focus on, you know, using at least your Instagram, at least your Instagram. He still hasn't done it, but I even told him, you know what, if you don't really understand too well what I'm telling you, look for certain people in your industry that have already done this online. I was like, I'm sure there's certain people you follow, and you could kind of piggyback off them and kind of get more of an idea of what I'm telling you. I was like, because it doesn't just have to be videos, it doesn't just have to be, you know, pictures. You could do a little range of certain things. I was like, he already has certain videos online. I told him, just focus on whatever you have, start posting. You know, obviously, if you're on Instagram and you're not using your 30 hashtags, you know, it's kind of like a miss. Because even if you're trying to grow a business brand or a personal brand, you should be using those 30 hashtags. I did not know that. Not just that. When you have to Instagram, you know, when we call it a personal brand, personal page, that it's not a non-business page. Sometimes people have kind of like a personal page and it really is kind of business. It's linked, like when I say that, it's linked to your Facebook, and you could, it has more analytics and stuff like that that you could look into. So that type of account, I did not know this until like a few months ago, maybe a year ago, I don't know. But those are kind of harder to grow, because when they change the algorithm on and off, it's easier to grow the smaller personal accounts that are not registered, you could say, as a business or type like that. So I told them that. I've given that small hint of advice to people who have startups and stuff like that, because it's not something that you easily know, right? Maybe you do, but I didn't know that when I started. So keep that in mind. I told him to keep that in mind, and I was like, you know what, you need at least 10 or 15 that you're gonna always use when you post, and the rest, make them a little more custom to the post. So, and the way I told him he could do that, I was like, so when you're looking, when you do a hashtag and you're either on a comment or when you're on, even writing the description, you do hashtag and you put something, and it'll kind of filter, and you kind of can see which ones are more popular because it tells you the numbers. So pay close attention to that. There's other people that I know that have businesses that I have yet to tell them, and mention to them, like, hey, you're using a lot of hashtags that are not very popular. So obviously those are your business type of accounts and your personal branding accounts. You need to be aware of that. So he's not doing it. I sat down with him and I told him, I think I already mentioned this before here. I told him, you know what, there's people who care less and they have more of a business and a personal brand. I was like, to me, I look into kind of social responsibility. You know, I feel if you don't care too much and you're just doing it as a tactic, again, for me, it's easy to tell. I wouldn't care too much to get or anything from you, business or a service. I have left, you know, types of service businesses because of, you know, I got the point that they didn't care too much. And I just hate that. And I'm sorry, it happens a lot in small businesses. And I mentioned this to him as well, because he had mentioned certain small issues that he was having within the small business type of community that he had. And I'm like, you know what? All those people, they're just making it sound like if you can't do it. I was like, those people really don't give a shit. I was like, that's the mentality of somebody that doesn't want to give you enough for you to get to their level or above their level. I was like, they're giving you enough for you to stay interested, for you to think that they really care and they're really trying to help you. Because everything he told me, it was complete bullshit. I was like, I can't believe they're doing this. I just thought it was so awful and disgusting. But he's from a mid-sized town like me. It's not a small town. We're from the same town. It's not small. It's pretty big. But yet people still think on small levels. I'm sorry. I just completely hate that. I've noticed it for a long time. People who make it in our town just make it because, you know, there's a lot of immigrants here. And obviously, when you compare yourself to them, even if you have a small little dumb business, you think you're above them. And you know what? On certain levels, you are. But if they simply travel to a bigger town or a city, you know, or way bigger area, they're way below a lot of people. So that's kind of like the small mentality type of, you know, small town mindset that I feel a lot of people have. No, not everybody have it, because look, I'm not like that, you know, and there's a few other people that I feel are not like that. But they do, they just keep you there. They want to see you below them. They only think they've made it because, you know, you're from a small ass town when a lot of people don't make it. And, you know, I'm sure a lot of people look up to them, a lot of people who don't know, because there's a lot of immigrants from Mexico, you know, and people that just come to work here and there or stay a few years, or either people whose parents are immigrants and they're not, and, you know, they've lived in that household. And so for some people, it's hard to get out of that mindset, out of that household, to think on a different level. And I just think it's disgusting. But there's not too much at the moment that I can do about that. I always try to talk about, you know, certain things like that to make them come out of that mindset. Like tell them, hey, you know, just have to remember that you service other people, not just your friends. And I would see that she would be, the owner is a lady, a white lady. I would see a lot of things that I noticed and I didn't care. Like, for example, she would, even her employees would say that she would only hire white people. Her friends would go in and be very privileged, like, and be not, they didn't care too much about the rest of the customers. In many ways, it would be super loud. They would get in your space. This was a small area. Like, even if I go into any business and it's a small area, small restaurant, whatever, I'm not going to get all iffy about, you know, that there's, I mean, I just, it's hard for me to explain. But anyways, I would never physically try to move somebody or try to move somebody out of a certain area or try to get them to move to a smaller area, because I just felt like I needed to sit where they were sitting or be around where they were sitting or get too close to somebody. Even when I'm standing in the grocery line and somebody gets hella close to me, I'm like, why do you think this is normal? You know, so there would be, it would be constant, something of a constant thing. They would come in and not really care about the rest of the customers in many ways. And when they started doing it a lot and a lot, there was a time that this lady kind of was rude to me in a certain way, and I said to myself, you know what, you've done this a lot of times, you clearly feel comfortable coming into your friend's business and constantly being rude to the rest of the people. What, that didn't give me a good vibe about the owner. Me, if I had a business and you would come in as my friend or anybody and you would be rude to the people constantly, I would take notice right away. And that, like, what, she clearly felt comfortable enough to do that. I mean, you should have more respect because it's your friend's business, and, you know, try to be a little bit more nicer, you know, because I would do that. If I would go into my friend's business and she was my friend for a long time, I would be even more accommodating, like, oh, I know the owner, be more respectful. Granted, I'm always respectful when I go to certain places. Anyways, that owner lost so much money with me because I would be constantly there, and it wasn't something cheap. Okay, I don't go there anymore. After that, I went maybe once or twice because I knew my friends would be there and I wanted to say hi to them or whatever. But literally the last time I went to see somebody, I didn't even buy anything because honestly, I didn't even want to give them any of my business. I just think it's rude and disgusting. That happened with a certain individual in the beauty industry that used to give me such good of a service, you know, beauty service, but she would constantly say stupid, shady ass comments. And one time she kind of brought one of her family members into it, and I'm like, oh no, last straw. I literally pay more for a similar service with somebody else because I just got tired of it. Like, dude, like, that's not normal. Like, how do you think it's normal to be giving somebody a service and then being rude and shady to them? You know, and I feel she would constantly make certain wrongful comments of me, and I would be like, I don't understand why you're saying that of me. But she knew somebody that knew me in the past, an old friend that she knew, so I really think that it was filtered through that person. I never really confronted her if that was the case because I knew that it was probably being fed to her by this other person. Anyways, if I would see that other person, I haven't seen this person in years, I would probably confront him about it because they would probably mention it to me. Hey, you haven't seen so-and-so in a long time? Like, no, you want to know why? But anyways, it's so upsetting because, you know what, she was such a good service, such a good price. But she's, you know, literally almost every time I would go in, she would be stupid about it. I just had my last straw, and I'm like, I'm not going to give you my business. I'm going to look for somebody else. So I don't know. I don't know why it's constant with small business. I feel it's worse when it's a small business because, you know what? It's a small business. It's small enough for you to have hand on the people that work for you. I lightly understand it at a bigger corporate level that I know the CEO or the owner or whatever doesn't have too, I mean, sometimes they don't care too much, but, you know, I mean, yeah, there's a lot of managers, but there's so much trickling down the corporate ladder that I understand that sometimes it's hard, even like that, even when I see it at a big corporate level, you know, for example, I constantly see it with Macy's, sorry, and I've expressed my opinions to them, and, I mean, I swear, like, especially the cosmetic area, that's where I'm speaking about, the beauty cosmetic area, I constantly see it. They're almost everywhere that I go. So low quality service. Not everybody, but it happens so much that, you know, I just, it's hard for me to look away from that. And sometimes I go there because I have to get something and I can't go to the actual store or the, you know, the actual company store. But yeah, that's just a little small meeting and small things that I've seen that are branding issues within the small business and things that I feel they could improve on. Better service, is that so hard to do? But I don't know, I just feel later on, this is, you know, we talk about the technology era, how a lot of small jobs are going to disappear. Honestly, like, with this type of people and these type of small owners, small business owners, I would not mind somebody, you know, in technology and stuff like that. That's why sometimes I go to the self-checkout line. I am faster and I won't have to hear something stupid from the cashier, but whatever. I'm gonna end it here because I kind of want to start another episode really quickly because I've been lagging it. So thank you for listening again, and I really appreciate your guys' attention.